Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Scarlet Ibis, written by Jill Lewis and read by Lisa Moore.
Be careful, Red,
I say. He looks at me, his eyes wide, his red hair lit up by the setting sun. I stare at the space between us.
I can see crocodiles! Caimans,
he says.
We're not in Africa!
Okay, caimans, I say. Red watches them. He sees them moving beneath the water, their bodies leaving ripples and trails of bubbles on the surface.
Come on, I say. There'll be no time for a story.
Red's hands clench and unclench in small fists. He's working it out, planning every move in his mind. He has to take 5 steps across the lagoon of green carpet, only letting the soles of his feet touch the brown, threadbare patches before he reaches safety. I keep my fingers crossed he gets it right the first time. If he gets it wrong, he'll make himself start all the way back in the bathroom with brushing his teeth again. Last night, we had to go through it all 3 times. I sit on the beanbag next to his bed and pull the covers back. His fleece blanket is patterned with peacock feathers. Red takes 5 steps and leaps into bed. He turns to his left and then his right and presses his hands together beneath his cheek. I pull his blanket up around him, so all I can see is his hair on the pillow and his eyes peeping out. So which story is it tonight? I say.
Coroni Swamp,
he says. I smile, because there is only ever one story. I dim his side lamp and begin. Someday, I say, we'll find ourselves an aeroplane and fly up into the big blue sky. We'll be like birds. We'll fly above the roads and houses, above Big Ben, the Eye and London Zoo. We'll fly across the whole Atlantic Ocean all the way to Trinidad.
What then? Says Red.
We'll take a little boat out on the Coroni Swamp, I say. Just you and me, says Red. Just you and me, I say. The corners of Red's eyes crinkle as he smiles. He's seen the deep green waters and the tangle of the mangrove trees. And we'll wait, I say. Wait for the sun to sink, turning the mountains of the northern range deep blue.
Just you and me, says Red.
Just you and me, I say. And as the light is leaving the sky, we'll watch them coming in their hundreds and thousands. We'll watch them settle in the trees like bright red lanterns as darkness falls. Red pulls his blanket tighter around him.
And we'll always be together?
Always, I say. Just you and me in that little boat as evening falls, watching the Scarlet Ibis flying back to the Coroni Swamp.